The Arizona Democratic Party made a last-ditch attempt yesterday to win something out of the latest redistricting cycle, but it's likely too little too late for them. Instead of suing the Independent Redistricting Commission over what it views as illegal measures to give state lawmakers favorable districts, the state party waited several months after the lines were finalized to ask Attorney General Mark Brnovich to look into them. Problem is, even in the unlikely scenario Brnovich looks into the complaint and also agrees with its merits, it won't have any effect on the upcoming 2022 election cycle. To break down the complaint and explain how we got here, I got a hold of Hank Stevenson with the Arizona Agenda earlier this morning, and we began with just what these maps look like for Dems right now. How bad is it from their point of view?
Well, the maps themselves, the legislative maps, aren't terrible. Basically, it boils down to 12 safe Democratic seats, 12 safe Republican seats, and five districts that are considered swing districts, although some of those districts are not really going to be swing districts. You look at something like LD16, which is in kind of central eastern Arizona, and it's considered highly competitive under the IRC's metrics, but Republicans have won 9 out of 9 of the races that the IRC used to create that metric.
Right.
So there's not a good chance Democrats are going to pull it out in that district, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the Democratic Party has filed this complaint with the Attorney General's office, Mark Brnovich's office. There was nothing new in this that we didn't know several months ago when the maps were finalized, but what are Dems asking for here?
That's the thing. They're not necessarily asking for anything other than an attorney general investigation, which is, you know, you're asking Mark Brnovich to investigate whether Republicans did something wrong in redistricting. And Mark Brnovich, who's running for U.S. Senate these days, I don't know a single person who believes that he'll take up that kind of a complaint.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the allegations here that they're getting at. There are allegations that some GOP members of the commission considered lawmakers' addresses when drawing the maps, and that's obviously not allowed. Tell us, what's in these complaints and sort of if there's any teeth there.
So there's basically three complaints about lawmakers having districts drawn for them. We're talking about Wendy Rogers up in northern Arizona, Vince Leach down in southern Arizona, and Simon Kerr over in kind of the West Valley. The real kind of smoking gun of these three is the Wendy Rogers case. The redistricting commission changed the lines ever so slightly to include Wendy Rogers's block, essentially, in a Republican district, moving it out of a Democratic district at the very last minute. One commissioner at the time said he was doing it for a friend. Another commissioner said, just don't tell me it's an incumbent. And the first commissioner said, okay, then I won't tell you, which is basically an admission that they were doing something wrong here. The other two districts, they really did have, community support for these changes that they made, and they weren't one block changes. You know, a lot of people had come in and said, in Senator Kerr's district, for example, we want the area of Liberty drawn into this other district. And it wasn't just for a lawmaker. You know, that's what the commission is supposed to do, is to listen to constituents and make changes that they want.
Right.
But the Wendy Rogers case was especially egregious.
So why are the Democrats at this point filing a complaint with the attorney general rather than, say, a lawsuit? And why now? This is all sort of set in stone, at least for the next election, right?
Yes, it is. And you know, to their credit, they were very clear that they're not even trying to change the maps for this, for the 2022 cycle. But what they are trying to accomplish is very unclear. Why would you file a complaint to the attorney general, who everyone knows is not going to investigate this or bring prosecutions, assuming there are even prosecutions to be brought? And why would you wait 3 months? And I asked them that repeatedly, and I got kind of nonsensical answers that they didn't want to confuse candidates, which, okay, maybe, but wouldn't you rather have the candidates have more favorable maps? That just does not seem like a priority you would put in front of having decent maps. And the idea that they would go to the attorney general's office rather than a lawsuit, I mean, the only real logical explanation here is they don't think they have anything strong enough for a lawsuit.
So what's the outcome here? Is there something happening behind the scenes, Hank, that is pushing the Democratic Party to do this right now and save face?
I think that it is a fair amount of face saving going on here, that they have to point at something and say, you know, we're trying, look at what we're doing here, to their base, which is, you know, not really thrilled with the way that redistricting turned out for Democrats. And frankly, the next election cycle is not going to be good for Democrats either. They stand to more than likely lose seats at the Capitol. And so they need a scapegoat. So, you know, by pointing to Brnovich and saying, you know, we gave him complaints, he didn't investigate, they get to some degree wash their hands of, you know, the bad hand that they were dealt at redistricting and the bad way they played that hand.
All right. Hank Stevenson, co-founder of the Arizona Agenda. That's a Substack newsletter. Hank, thank you for coming on and filling us in. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lauren.